artist John Elsinga with It's a Great Day to Serve the Lord, devotions on how to seek and serve the Lord in your everyday life. We encourage and enrich your faith and give you something to think about along the way. Hi, everybody. It's John Elsinga with It's a Great Day to Serve the Lord, devotions on how to seek and serve the Lord in your everyday life. We encourage and enrich your faith and give you something to think about along the way. Everybody, it's John Elsinga, and welcome back to It's a Great Day to Serve the Lord. And today I want to talk about when you don't know what to say. When you just don't know what to say in a situation. I mean, words make a difference. They say, you know, the old adage, sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me. There is no adage in the world, I think, that has ever been so wrong as that one. Because words do matter. Words do make a difference. Words can lift somebody up or they can push them down. Words can create an action in somebody else, or they can create indifference in somebody. Now, the issue is that there's no question that God created us to communicate with one another. And yet so many of us have difficulty communicating or putting, you know, just the right words together. Now, you know, I know we're not all public speakers. We're not all communicators. We're not all fluent or smooth talkers, and yet we need to hear what others say, and we need to be willing to share as well. I mean, there are many, many cases of words gone wrong in a conversation, or the lack thereof. You know, a husband has had a long day at work. Got up early, left early, got home late, sits at the supper table with his family wrapped around him, and there he stays silent because he's still processing the day and he's thinking already in advance of tomorrow, and yet he's there with his family, but he's not there. He's not communicating. There's the wife who is also tired and frustrated, and maybe she, in a conversation, she blurts out something that she regrets later or thinks, well, it's not exactly the way I wanted to say it or what I wanted to communicate. And then there are the myriad of friends and family that are eager to give us advice, only to end up offending us or at least be way off target or not understanding the situation. And finally, there's a little caveat here in the end of this. There is the fear of communication where you want to, you need to say something, but you hold back because, well, you just don't know how to say it in a way in which it'll be received and heard. And yet there are times when God wants us to say something, and there we are, we don't know what to say. We don't know what to say. Proverbs 25, verse 11 and 12 said, a word spoken at the right time is like fruit of gold set in silver. A wise person, a wise man speaking strong words to a listening ear is like a piece of gold for the ear and a beautiful object of fine gold. So right words at the right time make a difference, a big difference. But that begs the question, when is the time right? What are the right circumstances? Now, before I go further, I've got to give you a disclaimer here. I'm not sitting here as a person that's got it all together with communication. Yes, I'm a public speaker. Yes, I am a communicator. Yes, I spend, you know, my whole life communicating, trying to make a point in teaching and training and speaking and preaching. And I think I'm fairly good at that. And yet, there have been so many times in my life when I have failed in communicating the right way, the right time, the right thing in the way that I'd hoped it would be communicated. I'm not here to tell you all how great I am as a communicator, even though I am a communicator. I'm here to say we're in the same boat. We all have difficulty from time to time with saying the right thing, even when we don't know what to say. Proverbs 15:23 says, "To make an apt answer is a joy to a man, a joy to a person, and a word in season, how good it is." So I confess, it's difficult sometimes. It's a gamble. I mean, finding what to say at the right time. But I do believe that finding the right time to say things, the right words to say, requires two things. It's more, but I'm going to give you just two basic things. Prayer and prompting. Prayer and prompting. James 1:5 says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask of God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you." Let's confess, there are a lot of situations where we need to communicate, but we need the wisdom to know what to say, when to say it, how to say it. We need to just simply pray and ask God for the words and the wisdom to use in communicating with this person or this group. What about prompting? That's prayer. What about prompting? Romans 8:14 said, "For those..." That is, he's talking about Christians now. "For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God." We are often just simply led by the Spirit of God to speak, to communicate, to try to put into words what a person needs to hear. And then ultimately there is that sense of opportunity, that sense of timing, a sense where the conditions are just right. Let's go back to Proverbs 25:11-12, it says again, "A word spoken at the right time is like fruit of gold set in silver." I mean, this is really a phenomenal thing. "A wise man, a wise person speaking strong words to a listening ear is like a piece of gold for the ear and a beautiful object of fine gold." Sometimes strong words are appropriate. Proverbs 27:17 says, "Iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another." I have been in some relationships for a long time, those are the relationships that I cherish the most. I've been in a relationship with a brother in Christ, and we would meet regularly, and very often maybe we would push against each other in terms of, you know, how we're interpreting this scripture or that scripture, or how we view something, or what we've done or not done. And we push against each other. We rub against each other. Iron sharpens iron. However, all of this needs to be communicated with a motivation of love. It needs to be communicated in love. Ephesians 4 verse 15 says, "Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ." We need to speak the truth in love. Now, let me reverse the order here. Love has to come first, okay? There are a lot of people that are just eager to speak the truth, just jump all over somebody, climb all over somebody, set them right. Is love involved in that? We shouldn't speak the truth unless we love first. Unless we know and check our motivation that we love this person dearly, that what we're about to say is something that they need to hear for their benefit. There's one more thing, and that is knowing what to say in defending our faith in Christ. So many of us shrivel up on this one. I mean, we're not professors. We're not intellectuals. We're just average people and average Christians. What do we say? Luke 12:11-13 says, When you're brought before the synagogue's rulers and authorities, do not worry about how you will defend yourselves or what you will say, for the Holy Spirit will teach you at that time what to say. The Holy Spirit will teach you, will impress upon your heart and your mind what to say if you have prayed beforehand, if you have that prompting of the Holy Spirit. If you feel the need, if the need is obvious, the person needs to hear something. And I think too many of us hesitate about speaking about or even defending our faith because we don't think we're going to say the right thing or sound intelligent enough. And so again, I'm not going to go into the details of, this is not the forum for apologetics or how to defend your faith or getting into technicalities of argumentation. I just want to give you two things to think about in defending your faith that may ease your mind a little bit, that may give you the courage in knowing that the words will come. Number one, pray. Again, prayer, huh? Pray that God will open the eyes of their heart. Why is that necessary? Ephesians 1:8 says, pray that the eyes of your heart, Paul's speaking, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened or may be opened in order that you may know, that you may see the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people. You see, often when it comes to issues of faith, people have blinders on. Yeah, they're blind. They can't see it. You're communicating something that they can't grasp. You're communicating something they don't understand. You're communicating something that they don't see. You're communicating something that they have been against maybe even all of their life, not even knowing why they're against it or why they're troubled by it. You're communicating something in defending faith in Jesus Christ to someone who maybe have their heart hard. They don't want to hear it. They won't understand it. They won't process it. And we need to understand just simply this in our prayer, that their eyes, the eyes of their heart would be open, that God, through his Holy Spirit, will do his work. But also understand then that not everybody you talk to and not every discussion and conversation will provide a breakthrough. Some, it may be crystal clear what you're saying, but their hearts remain hard and closed. Secondly, in communicating and defending your faith, just simply talk about what God's done in your life. That's it. Just talk about what Jesus means to you. John 9:25, he replied, whether he's a sinner or not, I do not know. But one thing I know, I was blind and now I see. So this is somebody who was blind that Jesus touched and healed his blindness. And when asked to explain it, he says, hey, I don't know anything. All I know is I was blind and now I see. I was without Christ, but now I see. I resisted faith, but now I understand. That's what I can tell you. And what I can tell you is along the way, what God has done for me and how Jesus has enriched my life. It's ultimately your personal experience with God in your life that makes a difference. So my friend, my encouragement is to communicate, to talk, to share, but also to pray and wait for and look for the Holy Spirit's prompting in communicating with other people. Well, if you're interested in learning more, there's other devotionals that you might turn to and click on this link that will help you develop your faith. Well, God bless you. And remember, it's a great day to serve the Lord.